I grew up in England, and I got almost everywhere by taking a bus. Buses were really common where I lived, so a lot of people would do the same. The thing about taking the bus is that it can be incredibly isolating. If you have a car, you're free to come and go as you please on your own time. With buses, you're kind of stuck to their schedule. So if you're trying to get home at night, there's a good chance you'll be standing around alone on a street corner somewhere, unable to really do anything about it. That's where I decided I'd probably get abducted by an alien, waiting for a bus. I had this recurring vision of myself standing at a dark bus stop in front of a hedgerow for some reason. It was nighttime, and in the vision, I'd be approached by an alien who'd just walk over and attempt to take me away. The alien was of the grey variety, and looked identical to the one in the infamous Roswell autopsy video. Ultimately, I never encountered that bus stop, and, at least to my knowledge, have never been abducted by one of the Roswell autopsy aliens. But now I'm going to move on to a couple of spooky experiences I had in real life. As an adult, I moved from the UK to the US, and that's where I live now. And that opened a whole world of fun places to visit. I decided I really wanted to visit a ghost town, and I did some local research, and discovered a town in Oregon called Millican. Millican is a tiny town east of Bend that mostly consists of a general store that had been abandoned since the owner was murdered inside it. For some reason, I was drawn to it. I made the drive out there and found the place completely empty and isolated from anything nearby. It didn't feel immediately creepy, but that would change. I walked around and took some pictures and video. Occasionally a car would drive past, but there would be plenty of time where there was just nothing but silence, just my own footsteps in the gravel. After about 15 minutes of me hanging around, the atmosphere changed in a way that I still find difficult to describe properly. The wind started to sound different, almost like a suffocating feeling, like being underwater. I felt a strange pressure around me, like the air had become thick. I wasn't sure what was going on, but I decided it was time to leave. I hopped into my truck, drove all the way to a hotel I booked in Salem without stopping, and that was enough ghost town for me. The second experience I had is less creepy and more interesting, but also something I can't explain. Another time, I went to visit Picture Rock, which is a site of Native American pictographs, or glyphs, in Oregon. The rocks are just off the side of the highway in a remote part of central Oregon. It was about a 6-hour drive to get there. I pulled off to the side of the road, and it had been snowing, so there wasn't a lot of space, but I managed to get off the road enough that it wasn't going to be a problem for anyone. As I got out, I heard voices coming from the direction of the rocks, and I thought, hey, this will be cool. I'll meet some other people out here to see the rocks. But no, I didn't meet anyone. I got to the rocks 30 seconds later, and there was nobody about. I looked around, and there were no other cars parked anywhere near, and I didn't hear one leave. I looked around a little more, and I didn't even see footprints in the snow. The only routes away from the rocks were the highway and a field that I could see all the way across. Not a single person in sight. What did I hear? I have no idea. So those are a couple of spooky experiences I wanted to share with you. Thank you so much for listening.